Na 1 Petro chitsauko 2
and the first 10 verses.
Mavhesi gumi ekutanga.
First Peter and chapter 2 from verse 1.
Petro kutanga tsauko 2 tichiverenga pandima 1.
Okay, I don't know what is happening. But this will not stop us from reading.
Zvirikuitika. Hazvizi kuzotimisa kuverenga shoko.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking.
Naizvozvo, rasai zvakaipa zvose, nokunyengera kwose, namano-mano, negodo, nekuchera kwese.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
Savacheche vachangoberekwa, pangai mukaka womweya usina kushatiswa, kuti mugokura nawo mugoponeswa.
If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Kana makaravira kuti ishe une moyo munyoro.
To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious.
Uyai kwaari, iye ibwe benyu, rakaraswa kwazvo nevanhu, asi rakasunungurwa naMwari rinokosha.
You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Nemiwo samabwe mapenyu muvakwe mugova imba yomweya muve mugova huprisita hutsvene kuti mubayire zvibayiro zvomweya zvinogamuchirika naMwari nokuda kwaJesu Kristu.
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Nokuti murugwaro zvirimo, tarirai ndinoisa muZioni ibwe rekona, iro rakasanangurwa rinokosha. Neunotenda kwaari ari haanganyadziswi.
Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is become or is made the head of the corner.
Asi kwamuri imi munotenda, iye unokosha. Hasi kune vasingatereri, ibwe rakarambwa nevavaki, ndirozve rakazova musoro wekona.
And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Uye ibwe rokugumbusa, nedombo rokupingaidza, ndivo avo vanogumburwa neshoko nokuti havari tereri. Zvino ndizvo zvavakaisirwavo izvozvo.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Asi imi muri rudzi rwakasanangurwa muri huprisita hwamambo rudzi rutsvene vanhu vakazviwanira iye kuti muparidze kunaka kwa iye iye wacho akakudanai kuti mubve parima muuye muchiedza chiedza chake chinoshamisa.
Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Asi imikare makanga musiri vanhu, asi zvino muri vanhu vaMwari. Makanga musinganzwirwi ngoni, asi zvino manzwirwa ngoni.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Shiva kumbore kuvenga kushukura avo ngagara yenyu pasi.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Shiva kudzwe.
Amen. I thought this morning we'll let you know of our convention theme.
Ndafunga kuti mangwanani ano tikuzivisei ingindira re convention yedu.
Amen. So that we will have proper information of what our minds are centered on.
Kuitira kuti tigone kuwana zivo kuti pfungwa dzedu dzakanangana nechi.
Amen. Building a powerhouse.
Kuvaka gwenya resimba.
A living tabernacle.
Tabernacle penyu.
Dwelling place for the living God.
Nzvimbo yokugara yaMwari mupenyu.
Amen. Building a powerhouse.
Kuvaka gwenya resimba.
A living tabernacle.
Tabernacle penyu.
Dwelling place for the living God.
Nzvimbo yokugara yaMwari mupenyu.
Amen. Isn't this wonderful?
Hazvina kutinakira here.
Praise God. We are here for the rapture.
Tiripano nokuda kwekubvutwa.
We are waiting for the rapture.
Takamirira kubvutwa.
The prophet one time was talking about migratory birds, ducks.
Mprofita imwe nguva vaitaura pamusoro peshiri dzinochinja hugaro zvichifambirana nemwaka dzakaita semadhadha.
Amen. We don't have much of that this part of the world, but we've been having this some time ago. I'm not sure about these days.
Hazvisi zvinhu zvichiri kuoneka kurutivi runoru rwenyika, asi zvinhu zvaimbooneka kare.
Maybe because personally I'm not observing too much, but I believe this is what goes on.
Kuda zvinhu zvichiri kuitika zvandisisiri kuona, asi ndozvinofanwa kuva zviri kuitika.
It's birds that move in a whole cluster, many, many birds traveling together.
Ishiri dzinofamba kana kubururuka dziri mumapoka makuru.
And affected by weather. So they'll be going to warmer places when the cold weather sets in another place.
Ishiri dzinobatikana nemamiriro anenge akaita kunze dzichitiza kubva kune chando kuenda kunenge kuchidziya panguva imwe neimwe.
So when the cold weather sets in this other part of the world, they all move from there and they go to the warmer place.
Kana chando chikauya mune imwe nzvimbo dzinofamba dzose dzoinda kunenge kuchidziya.
In Central Africa or East Africa, they also have got a movement of these animals. I believe some of you must have heard about is it Masai Mara or right?
Zvakafanana nezvinoitika kunana East Africa kwekuti mhuka dzinofambawo nenzira imwe cheteyo. Chidavira kuti vamwe venyu munenge makambonzwa nezvenzvimbo dzakadaro, nzvimbo dzakaita sana Kenya nekwakadaro.
This is natural.
Zvinhu zvinongoitika.
It happens.
Zvinoitika.
Amen. So it's not normal birds we find in our area, but these ones, they actually come and they dwell in that place for some time, and when cold weather sets in, they fly away looking for another place where it is warmer.
hadzizi shiri dziyadziya dzatajaira kungoona mazuva ese dzatogara nadzo idzi ishiri dzinongouya kukanguva dzakawanda dzogara kana chando chakuya dzosumuka dzoinda zvekumwe.
Have you ever noticed this or heard about this?
Makambozvinzwa here kana kumbozviona?
Amen. So the prophet speaks about them birds coming to America.
Nokudaro muprofita anotaura pamusoro peshiri idzi dzichiuya muAmerica.
Moving from one place, maybe from Canada, and going down to Louisiana.
Dzichifamba kana kuti sekuti kubva kuCanada dzoenda kuLouisiana.
So when the cold weather is coming over into Canada, they fly away to the south where it's a bit warmer.
Kana chando chakuya kuCanada dzinoenda kuda kuzasi uko kunenge kwakudziya.
That is what we know.
Ndozvatoziva.
But the prophet gave us some detail.
Asi muprofita vakazotiudza zvakati wandei.
Of what goes on with these birds.
Pamusoro pezvinenge zvichinyatsoitika chaizvo pakati peshiri.
Yes, they've got to migrate.
Hongu dzinofanwa kufamba.
But we don't put them in cages and take them to where they are supposed to be.
Asa akura ari kuuya nemakeji ombodzivharira mumakeji odzisumudza onodzitsveta kune imwe.
There is a reason why they must move from one place to another.
Dzine chikonzero chekufamba kubva kune imwe nzvimbo kuenda kune imwe.
Apart from the weather.
Kunze kwokungoti kuri kutonhora.
There is special food which they must pick in those different places so that it can help their metabolism or whatever before they go on to the other place.
Panzvimbo yega yega dzinenge dziri dzakatarirwa kuti dzidye chikafu chinenge chichida kunhongwa nhongwa munzvimbo imomo chinodzibatsira mukukura kwadzo dzozosimuka kubva ipapo dzoenda kune imwe nzvimbo kune chimwe chikafu.
Because nature must take its course.
Nekuti zvisikwa zvine hwaro hwazvinofanwa kuteera.
We don't push teeth to grow in babies. They come at their own time.
Hatiiti mazino okudhonza muvana kuti abude anongozvimerera oga.
Wait, give it time, it will come up.
Ukangoripa nguva zino richabuda.
You don't break an egg for the little chick to come out.
Haubatsirika nhiyo kari muzai nekurova denja kuti kabude.
If you do that, it will die.
Ukadaro chihukwana chiri mukati chinofa.
Let it peck on its own.
Chitendere chirove-rove choga pazai kuti chibude.
Even if there's a small hole, don't help it, please.
Kunyangwe iwe ukaona kunge zai racho raboga raneka buri, siya zvakadaro.
The little one in there has got the power to break the whole shell and come out.
Chiri mukati chine simba rekuzopwanya zai rese kuti chibude.
We don't teach you revelation, right?
Chizaruro hatiiti chekukudzidzisai.
We'll never force you to understand certain things in the scripture.
Uye hatisi kuzokubatai nesimba kuti munzwisise zvimwe zvinhu zviri mumagwaro.
We'll teach it the normal way.
Tinongozvidzidzisa nenzira yemazuva ese.
And the Holy Spirit has got his own way of taking his message into your life.
Mweya mutsvene ane nzira yake yekuzotora shoko rake kwakuriisa muupenyu hwako.
And he knows how that word has got to work on you to bring about his desired result.
Uye anoziva kuti shoko rake rinofanwa kushanda nenzira ipi pauri kuti rigoburitsa zvibereko zvari kufanwa kuburitsa.
We don't force people here to smoke to stop smoking.
Pano hatibati vanhu nesimba kuti ngamire chete kusvika fodya.
Or stop your beer.
Kana kuti ngamire kumwa doro.
We will never do that.
Hatiiti izvozvo pano.
We'll let you come with all that's on you.
Tinokutendera kuti huya sezvauri.
And we're going to preach.
Isusu toparidza.
Because we know the power for you to stop drinking and smoking and womanizing or menanizing is in the word.
Nekuti tinoziya kuti simba rekuti umire kusvuta kana kumwa kana kuteera madzimai kana varume rinenge riri mushoko.
So all we do is we give you the power.
Chatinongoita tinokupa simba racho.
God knows when you're going to stop, but we know the stopping is already starting.
Mwari ndo anoziva kuti kumira uchazobira rini. Chatiri kuziva ndechekuti rwendo rwokuti umire rwatotanga.
Amen. We are here for the rapture.
Tiri pano takatarisana nekubvutwa.
And the power for you to be translated is in the word already.
Simba rekuti iwe uvandudzwe riri mushoko nechekare.
And this is what we preach.
Ndo zvatoparidza.
We have got a lot of ideas of our own.
Tine mamwe mazano edu toga
about preaching.
ekuti eno kuparidzwa kwadai
or what to preach
kana kuti zvinofangwa kuparidzwa ndezvizvi
but we don't use our ideas
asa hatishandisi mazano edu
we don't use our methods
hatishandisi nzira dzedu
we repeat what the prophet said
tinongodzokorodza zvakataurwa nemuprofita
we give the spoken word
tinopa shoko rakataurwa
and the spoken word is effective
shoko rakataurwa rinobata basa
in Genesis 1 the spoken word manifested the world and everything that's in the world.
Muna Genesis 1, shoko rakataurwa rakazvara nyika nezvose zvakazoonekwa.
If we repeat that today,
tikazvidzokorodza nhasi,
what God wants to be done today is going to be produced.
Zvinongodiwawo naMwari kuti zviitike nhasi zvinongoitika.
So the power to translate us is in the message that God has given us. Nokudaro
simba rokuti vandudza riri mumharidzo inogara matiri.
And we are going to preach it.
Uye tiri kuzoiparidza
without our ideas but his word only.
Tisingashandisi mazano edu tichishandisa shoko rake chete.
And we know it is effective all the time.
Tinoziva kuti nguva dzose rine simba rekubata basa.
Amen. He says these migratory birds when they are in the different ponds feeding from different creatures and so forth.
Hanzi shiri idzi padzinenge dziri mumadziva akasiyana siyana dzichidya
somehow they breathe the cold wind and they know it's time for change. They don't all go up. But the drake, the male one,
asi ihono yacho kana jongwe racho,
it assumes leadership.
Ndori no mira somutungamiriri.
And when it smells the cold weather coming,
parinonzwa kuti ayo kwakuya chando,
off it goes into the air.
Rinoburuka kupinda muchadenga.
And it honks as it goes round the different ponds.
Rodaidza daidza mamwe madhadha richifamba mutumadziva twakasiyana siyana.
We don't know how long it takes. But all the other ducks in the different ponds, when they hear the honking of the drake, they know it's time to go. And one by one, they all come up from the ponds. And they join up with that one. And they keep on circling until all of them come up to join them.
Anyway,
something tells them we are all here. Even our young ones which were hatched in those little ponds, they are all up also. Amen. When they know we are ready to go. One direction, no more circling.
Amen.
And this is what God is doing. It's time for the rapture. Mama ego has been circling. Amen. Screaming. And the eaglets which were in the different places, denominational homes and everything.
Manyana zvapungu anga ari munzvipo dzakasiyana siyana dzemasangano akasiyana siyana.
It doesn't matter what they were taught.
Hazvinei kuti vanga vakadzidziswei.
It doesn't matter what they were used to.
Hazvinei kuti vanga vajairei.
When they hear the scream of Mama Eagle,
pavanongonzwa kuchema kwamai chapungu,
there's something on the inside
chirimo chiri mukati
that will respond to that cry.
Chinozodavira kukuchema ikoko.
Amen. And the eaglet, this is what we all did, is
that right?
We separated ourselves from the rest and came out clear and watching Mama Eagle. The sight we saw was responding to what was on the inside. The cry was doing something on the inside. And the eaglet says, I want to come there. Mama says, fly, come.
And the
little one says, I don't know how to fly.
Mama
says, flop your wings. Amen. And says, one flop, it has gone way up again. Goes away with Mama Eagle. There's something that we must know. You are an eagle. It doesn't matter how small you are. The power for you to fly is in you already. The desire for a fresh kill is in you already. The fact that you are with the chickens, it does not mean that you can't. It doesn't mean you don't have those qualities. But brother, we're telling you this morning, you are an eagle. Mama Eagle is looking for you. And you got the power to fly. There's only one thing that you must do for you. Preach some more. Amen. And we give you time. Time, brother, has got to sort out everything. You are going to grow old enough for you to flop your wings and go up in the skies. The message has been around a long time. And the prophet says, the angel of the Lord is on the earth right now, preparing everything for the rapture. Men cannot prepare anything for the rapture. Man wants to stay here. Is that true? Are you not applying for a job to do what? Stay here. Are you not applying for a promotion to do what? Get more money to stay here. How about these courtship announcements? Going home?
Stay.
Oh, brother, this is what's in man. Amen. Somebody is looking for a house. Somebody is building a house. To do what? Stay here. So, human mentality is staying here. Because this body is earthbound. But there's something on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That will never fix you down here. You want to go? When you kneel down to pray, you have got a feeling, I don't belong here. When we get to sing and enjoy the goodness of the Lord, we feel like we must go. Hallelujah! This is like an aerodrome. An airport. And you feel like I must go. You've been to the airport before? And you see people fixing up and packing up bags and everything? Everybody has got a feeling. The feeling is going. We want to go. We are here now. When you see people fixing up their lives, worshipping and enjoying the goodness of the Lord, we are going. We must go. This is why this message has come. To make you remember, we are going home. We are going home. That is one thought we must never suppress. All other thoughts we can suppress. But about going home, we must never suppress that. Because we need it. We are going home. Amen. And God sent us a message to prepare these people for a journey. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Amen. What is his job? To turn the hearts of these children to their Pentecostal fathers. And we know that prophet has come already. And he has given us a message. And that means when he left off the scene, he has done the job already. We're not waiting for somebody else to come with a message to take you home. But the message is here already. God is only giving us time to make sure we give the message to everybody. Everybody who is going must know. You must know that you are going. And you must know that you have got an itinerary. And you must pack to go. But in our case, we are not packing stuff to go. We are offloading to go. Amen. Offload your sin. Offload all the different situations in your life. Because this is how we prepare to go. And the prophet was telling us on paragraph 7, stage of a perfect man. He says, and this morning, we want to speak on the subject. Or teach rather. If we can, building the living tabernacle, the living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place, the perfect man, the living tabernacle of the living God, where God dwells. God does not dwell in a dead tabernacle. But God dwells in a living tabernacle. And he wants that tabernacle to be perfect. This is why, while the prophet was preaching that message of stage of a perfect man, he also added a scripture in there of Matthew 5:45. Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. God will not ask us to do certain things that's unreachable. But he tells us to do what's possible. And he comes in to be our example. So that we can know that it is possible. In every generation, God has got a witness to show it is possible. He became flesh in the person called Jesus Christ. And he lived a life so that when you look at that life,
we'll
be able to say it is possible. And he sent one in our day, a prophet who lived out the life of Jesus Christ. Because in every age, God must have a person who is our example. Amen. So that we don't have to guess on how we've got to live. we saw a preacher in our day where every preacher is looking at. We saw a father in our day where all the fathers have got to look at him on how they must treat their wives and take care of their children. We were given examples. Is that right? His wife was an example to our sisters. So that they too can look at him, at her, and know how to go about it. Is that right? So God has got an example every day. Every generation. Amen. If you have forgotten, in your area, God brings amen. Amen. Right in your neighborhood, God brings in amen. Who must live a life? I've got good news for you. You are some of the people in the different neighborhoods, in the different families, to show everybody it is possible to live a clean life. Why? The Bible says we are written epistles that are read by all men. Paul says in Ephesians, we were dead in sin and trespass. Do you see the man he's talking about? You were dead. When you were drinking, when you were involved in sin and everything, you thought you were living. But Paul says you were dead. Do we have people in church this morning? Whatever you were doing that was not right. Paul says you were dead in your sin and trespass. Amen. But what happened to you? What brought about life in you? When you accepted the message, you accepted life. Hallelujah. And he started living in you. So you'll be able to say like him, like Paul, it's no longer I that liveth, but it is Christ who is living in me. You were dead one time, but you are now alive. Which means everybody else in this world that's walking down streets and that's living anyhow, when God is looking at them, he says, this is dead. This one is dead. It's corpse. Walking down the streets until the life of Jesus Christ finds its way in you. Is that right? So we are not here to teach one another culture or ethics or how we have got to live with your neighbors. That one comes as a bonus after you receive Jesus Christ in your life. Because that Jesus in you, he knows how to live your life with the neighbors. But the first thing, accept him in your life. Amen. Praise God. Looks like people are a bit cold today. Is it cold? Do you love the message? Yes. Show me you love the message. And this is your life. This is what we are living for. Is that true? You are living for the message. All the days of your life, you have committed yourself to live for the word of God. This is the place where nobody will arrest you for making noise.
Yekuti hausungwe kana ukaita ruzha.
This is the place where you must rejoice without measure.
Ndopa unofangwa kufara zvisina chiyero.
Oh, brother, sister, we love the Lord.
Tinoda Mwari hama.
He has done great things.
Wakaita zvinhu zvikuru.
Because we don't know what we were going to be if it wasn't for him.
Nekuti hatitozivi kuti ngadai tiripi tiri chii dei kwanga kusina iye.
We could have been dead by now.
Kuti ngadai takatofa.
Maybe you could be in prison.
Kuti ngadai uri mujeri.
You could be. I don't know what your hairstyle is was going to be today.
Handizivi kuti vhudzi apa hairstyle ungadai wakamira papi.
Maybe Jamaica.
Kuda ungadai uinere ku Jamaica.
Or whatever.
Kana chii.
Or you could be worshipping up on the mountains with long beard.
Kuda ungadai uri mukati megomo seruko uine ndebvu dzakareba.
If it wasn't for the Lord.
Beno vanga vasirishe.
Brother, sister, you could have been something else.
Ungadai uri chimwe chinhu hama.
But are you not good?
Asi zvino hausi munhu akanaka here?
Yeah. We are rejoicing.
Tiri kufara.
We are accepted people.
Tiri vanhu vandogamuchirikawo.
By the grace of God.
Nokuda kwenyasha dzaMwari.
Oh, because of the message.
Nokuda kwemharidzo.
Amen. What does the Bible say about us?
Bhaibheri rinotiko pamusoro pedu.
Amen. It says, we are a chosen generation.
Hanzi tiri rudzi rwakasanangurwa.
Is that right? A royal priesthood.
Tiri uprisita utsvene.
A holy nation.
Vanhu vatsvene.
A peculiar people.
Vanhu vakasiyana nevamwe.
That you should show forth the praises of him.
Kuti tiratidze kurumbidzwa kwake.
Who has called us.
Iye wakatidaidza.
Out of darkness.
Kubva murima.
Into the marvelous light.
Kupinda muchiedza chake chinoshamisa.
Chosen generation.
Tiri rudzi rwakasanangurwa.
Royal priesthood.
Uprisita hwumambo.
Hallelujah. A holy nation.
Rudzi rutsvene.
That's what we are.
Ndo zvatiri.
Not what you think.
Kwete zvaunofunga.
But what he thinks.
Asi iye zvaanofunga.
Amen. If you think you are so useless.
Kana iwe uri kufunga kuti uri munhu asina maturo.
Come read this scripture again.
Uya uverenge kani gwaro iri.
And assume it for yourself.
Womba waritora kuti nderako.
And walk like one.
Womba wafamba sezvakanyorwa mugwaro.
Amen. And things are going to be different for you.
Zvinhu zvinotanga kukushandukirawo.
Is that true? Yes, the prophet says.
Profita anoti.
We not building an organization.
Hatisi kuvaka sangano.
I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Amen. Christ never sent me to build an organization. Christ sent me to build individuals. Individuals. So the message is not for a church. The message is for an individual. Is that true? I want you to say the message is for me. Amen. It's for me. Even holding your chest is for me. That's it. It gives you a better feeling. Praise God. It's not, don't worry about the next door. Don't worry about them. Tell them. I don't know why you are in church this night. But I know I'm here to hear the word of God to thee. The message about myself. Amen. So the message is for your neighbor, please. It's for you. Amen. So don't watch what other people are doing. Amen. But you yourself. It's important for you. He came to build individuals. One by one. This is where we don't teach revelation. Is that right? We preach the message. And we know that King Melchizedek is in the building. We have got a promise that the pillar of fire must visit the churches. When he is in church, his job is to make sure his word enters you and affects you the way he wants. To change you, to mold you, to fix you up the way he wants. Not the way you want. Building an individual. Have you ever thought in your life that a man who enjoys drinking, the moment he wakes up, he's thinking of beer. And all the bigger portion of his salary is beer. I know of one brother who had his own mug that was kept in the beer hall. And nobody would touch that cup. Because everybody knew he's coming. And the moment he arrives, the bar attendants will go collect his washed cup, cleaned up. Because they knew he has arrived. But have you ever imagined that a man like that, nobody took him to prison for drinking?
Is that right?
Our Zimbabwean laws will never imprison you because you're drinking or smoking. Except for Daha. You'll never be taken to prison for drinking beer. Is that true? That's a privilege of every citizen. I'm not saying you must go drink. Because if God has set you free, you are free. Indeed. Don't go back again. To the beggarly elements of this world. But the word of God is preached. And the word has got ways of going into somebody's heart. And that word in somebody's heart, it siphons away the desire to drink. Whether the desire is liquid or gas or whatever, we don't know. But all we know is the word of God siphons it out. And after church, he tells you, I will never drink again. What has happened? Building an individual. The word of God has got a purpose. Fixing up an individual. Not from outside, inside. But from inside, outside. When we see the dressing, it's a sign that something has happened inside. When we hear your language, then we know something has happened on the inside. He has come to work on the individual, to the stature of Jesus Christ. Because we must have a divine nature. And the one who is divine is the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody with mischief, give them Jesus. If you give them Jesus Christ, he will remove the mischief away. Anybody who is untamable, Give him the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to fix that person. We were like that
one.
But God, by His grace, God who is rich in mercy, He has changed us, working on the individual, so that you must have the nature of Jesus Christ, so that you also can be divine. Hallelujah! We must have His nature on the inside, so that you can be a powerhouse. Amen. And the dwelling place of the Spirit. The powerhouse is where the power begins from. So the power is beginning from you. Amen. A dwelling place of the Spirit by His word. Is that right? Build an individual to that place. This is what God is doing when He sends forth a message. Amen. Don't look at how many are we today in church. That's immaterial. It's you and God. Just the two of you. That is what's important. Is fixing up a relationship between you and God. Is that true? That is what we want. Amen. May God grant us grace. Not build an organization to a greater denomination, but build the individual to sons and daughters of God. That's the idea. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge. Amen. So we're coming up to that place. Because you've got to keep adding. Not your virtues, but His own. So that we get to the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is what we're looking for. Amen. Because you must come to that level for ready for the rapture.
341.
Amen. These fellows wasn't required what these fellows are. Amen. That wasn't required what this was. But He brought His church up the same way. He brought His church up the same way He is bringing His people up.
Kereke yakaumbwa nenzira imweyo iri kuumbwa nayo vanhu.
Then Peter here says first seven things.
Petro anotaura pano kuti kutanga zvinhu zvinomwe zvekutanga.
Faith, virtue,
kutenda, simba, murikuona kazvinhu zviri kuuya izvi, zivo,
temperance,
kuzvidzora, tsungirira,
godliness,
umwari,
brotherly love,
norudo pakati pehama,
add brotherly kindness,
wedzera rudo pakati pehama,
and then the love of God,
kozoita rudo rwaMwari,
the Holy Ghost,
Mweya Mutsvene,
Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost,
Kristu ari mumunhu weMweya Mutsvene,
comes in you,
anozouya pamusoro pako,
in the true baptism of the Holy Ghost,
murubhabhatidzo rwechokwadi rwaMweya Mutsvene.
Amen. Isn't this what you're here for? And you got all these virtues sealed in you. Then God lives in a tabernacle called the building, the living building, living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place. Amen. This is how we would want it. Is that right? So, many of the buildings that we make, in fact, all the buildings that we make, we must make sure we use dead substance. Is that right? Our bricks are dead. Ceiling is dead. Everything around here is dead. But the living person must live in that one. But God doesn't want it that way. He's alive. But his tabernacle must be alive. Amen. So the body of Jesus Christ is made of individuals. It's made up of men and women. Is that right? And because we are making up a building. In other words, we are building blocks. Making the body of Jesus Christ. But God doesn't want it dead. He wants them to be alive. Therefore, we read here from Peter, and he says, we are lively stones. Amen. As lively stones, build up a spiritual house. Is that right? And holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We are lively stones. When you look at yourself, it's flesh, but he says you are lively stone. Is that right? It's him that puts life in you. Because you are building block. Amen. You were dead one time, but he made you alive so that you can be a building block. We are members of his body. Is that right? We are part of this living tabernacle. He put his Holy Spirit in you so that you can be alive. Is that right? Praise God. How many of you remember Jesus Christ talking to his disciples? And he was saying, what do the people say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, oh yeah, some say you are Jeremiah the prophet, some say you are Isaiah, some you are John the Baptist, some says, okay, but how about you? Amen. They were quiet. But Peter rose up.
As Peter asimuka.
Amen. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's exactly who he was. Because we must know him in the way he is. But listen to the reply. He says, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. Is that right? Who is the Father? This Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Father. Our revelation comes from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost reveals God to you. He reveals himself to you. And he says, he was going to build his church upon this rock. And the prophet says, the rock was not Peter. And the rock was not a normal stone. But the church is built upon the rock. And the rock is revelation. Is that right? So the church is standing on revelation. And the individuals, the building blocks, are revelation also. Is that true? Yes, you must have revelation. But you are also revelation. Why? Malachi 4 was sent to us to reveal the mystery of God. And when he was revealing the mystery, that's when you came out. Because you are part of his ministry of the end time. Revealed in this day. And we know it. Hallelujah. We know what we are in the kingdom of God. We know what we mean before him. Is that true? Amen. He's building. I want to take you to a scripture of Luke and chapter 6. Amen. And verses 44 to 49.
Ruka 6, ndima 44 to 49.
Are you still here? For every tree is known by its by his own fruit. For of thorns, men do not gather figs.
Nor
of bramble bush gather they grapes.
Kana kuzonotana mazambiringa parukato.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart.
Munhu wakanaka kubva pafuma yomoyo wake.
Bringeth forth that which is good.
Unoburitsa zvakanaka.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil.
Uyo munhu wakaipa kubva pafuma yomoyo wake yakaipa unoburitsawo zvakaipa.
For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
Nokuti muromo wake unotaura kubva pakuzara kumoyo wake.
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
Munondiidzireiko kuti ishe ishe imi musingaiti zvandinoreva?
Whosoever cometh to me,
munhu mumwe nomumwe uya kwandiri,
and heareth my sayings and doeth them,
akanzwa mashoko angu akaaita,
I will show you to whom he is like.
Ndichakuratidzai waakafanana naye.
Is that you? You do his will, right?
Ndiwe here ari kutaurwa uri kuita kuda kwake.
He is like a man which built a house.
Wakafanana nomunhu unovake imba.
And dig deep.
Omba achera kudzika.
And lay the foundation on a rock.
Onoisa nheyo yayo padombo.
And when the flood arose,
kana dutu richiuya,
the stream beat vehemently upon that house.
Mvura yorova zvine simba pamusoro peimba iyi.
And could not shake it.
Asi haigoni kuizunguza.
For it was founded upon a rock.
Nokuti yakanga yakavakirwa nheyo paruware.
Amen. But he that heareth and doeth not,
asi uyo unonzwa iye asingaiti,
is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth.
Wakafanana nomunhu wakavaka ipa pavhu isine nheyo.
Against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell.
Mvura yakati ichirova pakarepo yakawira pasi.
And the ruin of that house was great.
Kuputsika kweimba iyi kwakava kukuru.
Amen. That's you and me.
Ndiwe neni.
We build ourselves upon a rock,
pamsoro pedombo,
upon revelation,
pamsoro pechizaruro,
of the word of God.
Chizaruro cheshoko remwari.
Is that right? We don't bring you to church so that we can give you sweets or bread. Because the moment we stop giving you bread, you go back home. Remember, after the 5,000 was fed by Jesus Christ, more came the other day. He says, I know you are coming for bread. People like natural stuff, is that right? So if we stop giving you what you are looking for naturally, you go back. But you see, you are keeping on coming. No bread, no sweet. No handouts.
Pasina zvatiri kukupai zvekubatsirai
nazvo. Why are you here? You caught it by revelation that this is the message which will take me in the rapture. This is my protection. This is my life. You get it by revelation. Nobody argued you here. Because next time somebody is going to argue you out.
Nekuti ukauya pano nekuti wakanga wakurirwa negakava mumwe anotevera mukaita gakava ukamukunda iye unobva pano.
You see? But you have got to hold on to the word of God because it is revealed to you.
Iye unofanira kubatirira shoko raMwari nekuti rakazarurwa kwauri.
Is that true? Look at what he says in Jairus, a secret believer.
Tarisa zvaanotaura mubhuku iri rakanzi Jairus mutende mutende ari pachivande.
Now, in order to have faith, faith has to have a basis. You just can't let faith be loose and wild. Faith has to rest itself, not upon shifting sands. Of men's reasoning. Faith is based on the solid rock of God's word.
Kutenda kwakavakirwa nheyo pamusoro pebwe reshoko raMwari.
Is that right? Faith rests right on God's word.
Kutenda kunonozorora pamusoro peshoko raMwari.
So make sure you are resting yourself on something solid.
Ivarechokwadi kuti pawakazendama.
Nothing immovable. You must make sure you are resting on something that is immovable. Nothing must shake your faith. It must be solid and you are standing solid. If the Lord has said so, then that settles it.
This also.
It doesn't shift about it. Amen. Men, how sometimes they can explain anything. That is so real and paint the picture so real. But yet faith will never look at that if God's word is contrary to it.
Zvisasi kutenda hakutarisi zvatsanangurwa zvakatsetseka izvi kana zvipikisana neshoko raMwari.
Amen. It will track right to God's word.
Kutenda kunongofamba mumwe zveshoko raMwari.
And when he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee,
pazvinonzi ndini Ishe ndinokupodza,
you believe.
Iwe unotenda.
But for God said so.
Unozvitenda nekuti Mwari ndozvakataura.
And we believe it.
Because
God said so. Is that right? So make sure your foundation is right. It is the word of God. Amen. You are not resting on men's ideas. You are not resting on church. You are not resting on brothers. The Bible says don't you rest on the arm of flesh. That brother can go away. That sister can backslide. So when she backslides, you also backslide. Because that's where you are resting on. But the word of God is so strong. Whatever he says, it is going to be settled. If you believe the word of God tells you, by my stripes you are healed. If you believe
that,
you're going to be healed. Is that right? That's true. May God help us. Amen. I want to read Ephesians chapter
2.
Amen. My. Chapter 2. From verse 14. For he is our peace. Who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
kuti chigova chinhu chimwe akaputsa rusvingo rwakanga ruri pakati rusvingo rwokuparadzanisa.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
Zvaakaparadza iye munyama yake kuvengana, iwo murayiro wezvakarayirwa pazvirevo, kuti asike ava vaviri vave munhu mutsva mumwe chete maari agoite rugare saizvozvo.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Kuti mumuchinjikwa ayananisezve vose vaviri vave vaviri mumumwe kuna Mwari zvaakauraya kuvengana naiwo muchinjikwa.
And came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh.
Akasvika akaparudza rugare kwamuri imi makanga muri kure, uye rugare kune avo vanganga vari pedyo.
For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
Nokuti isu tose tinopinda tinopinda kuna iye nomweya mumwe kuna Baba.
Are you still listening? Look at this. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Naizvozvo hamuzati muchichiri vaeni kana vatorwa, asi mava veho pamwe chete nevatsvene neveimba yaMwari.
You no longer sit in the corner and say, me, I'm a visitor.
Hauchagari pakakona uchiti ndiri muenzi hangu pano.
I'm a stranger here.
Ndiri mutorwa pano.
These things are for the ones there.
Zvinhu izvi ndezveveko ikoko.
But Paul says, you are part and parcel of the whole program.
Paulo ari kuti watova chikamu cheurongwa uhu.
Is that right? You belong.
Uriweho.
It's not for other people, but it's for you.
Hazvizvamwe vanhu ndezvako.
And you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Makavakwa pamusoro penheyo dzevapostora nevaprofita, Jesu Kristu amene ariye ibwe repakona.
Is that right? In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord.
Maari imba yose yakasanganiswa ichikura kuti ive temberi tsvene kuna Mwari.
In whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Maari nemivo imi makavakwa pamwe chete kuti mugove hugaro hwaMwari mumweya.
Amen. He wants to dwell in you.
Ari kuda kutogara mamuri.
I'm reading from Dedication here.
Ndiri kuverenga kubva mubhuku iri rakanzi Dedication.
Paragraph 57.
Paragraph 57.
Now we notice.
Tinocherechedza.
In the building down here.
Kuti muchivakwa apa.
The next chapter.
Pachitsauko chinotevera.
That in this building.
Kuti muchivakwa ichi.
There was one stone that was actually too odd to full width.
Hanzi pane rimwe dombo rakanga risinganzwisisiki zvekuti vanhu hapana ida zvekubatana naro dombo iri.
So the builders rejected it.
Nokudaro vavaki vakarirama.
So they just pitched it over into the corner and said that stone is actually too odd to be used.
Nokudaro vangoritora ndokunorirasira kukona uko ndokuti dombo iri kairi hakuna unonyatsorinzwisisa harishandisiki.
There's no such a place.
Hapana pekuti tingari chete.
Now remember,
rangarira,
it was the builders who should have known different.
Vavakika ndivo vaidai vakatoziva zviri nani pamusoro pedombo iri.
Jesus spoke of it.
Jesu akataura nezvazvo.
But came to find out.
Asi totozoona kuti
they had built a building so high.
Vakanga vavaka chivakwa chatokura kusvika kumusoro.
Until they missed out the stone.
Asi vakakanganwa nezvedombo iri.
Amen. And they didn't know where the stone was. They might have searched all the ships. They might have run through every ox cart. They might have sent messengers up into Joppa and down and say, here's another Lord coming. Or did you lose one of the roads? On the roads?
There's
something wrong. We just can't find that stone for this place. And when they could not find it, nowhere else. Amen. Came to find out. It was right in the ground. It was a chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. Jesus spoke of it. And he said, have not you read that the builders rejected? And it was the chief cornerstone, the head of it all. Where the building rested upon it. Is that right? Yes. This is how it was supposed to be. That's 63. That's where the spiritual builders today. That's why the bride building of Christ.
Amen.
Is not ready for the bridegroom. It's because that the builders has rejected the chief cornerstone that laid on the day of Pentecost, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's been odd. People act funny. Amen. And they don't come into the order of our psychology. Of our education. Our learning, our creeds. It don't fit in there. And they kicked it out because it was too odd, too peculiar, too disagreeable with the plans that we as men had, ideas of what the church ought to
be.
Amen. Because in men's minds, the building has got four corners with a roof on. But this is a different building altogether. It has got a capstone. And the whole pyramid is held up in place by the pyramid. Amen. And the pyramid that was built in Egypt by
Enoch
did not have a capstone. And all the years, ever since it was there, it never had a capstone. Because the true capstone had not come yet. Amen. But you are living in the day when the true cornerstone, Jesus Christ Himself, the full revelation of the Word of God has come to keep the church and to keep the individual by the filling in of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To make that individual a co-worker with God. Let me find somewhere I can close. I must read this message from Stage of a Perfect Man. Amen.
352.
Paragraph 352. Then God, representing His church as a bride, a woman, God represents His church as a bride. And the way He brings each individual to being His son, to go in that bride, He also has brought the bride through these ages. Till he brings this one complete church into this. Listen to this illustration. My feet moves. Why? Because my head says so. Is that true? Now, it can move like my hand.
Asika, gumbo rangu, arizo gone kufamba, kafambiro kana ita ruoko.
Because it's my feet.
Nekuti iro igumbo.
Are you getting that?
Murupa bata here.
He's showing this because the instruction must come from the head.
Arikuratidza izvi nekuti murayiro wekuti chinofamba chii uri kubva mumusoro.
Your head is the headquarters.
Musoro wako ka ndo muzinda.
That's where all information in your body is coming from.
Mirayiro yese iri mumutumbi wako ndo kwauri kubva.
Naturally speaking, is that right?
Zvitaura zvepanyama.
If, like he says here, my feet move because the head says so.
But
your hands don't move the way feet move.
Asika, kafambiro kanoita ruoko, tsoka haigoni kufamba seruoko.
Because it's an arm.
Nekuti ka uru ruoko.
The arm can only go up. Your feet don't do that.
Ruoko rwako runogona kudai kuinda kumusoro, asi tsoka yako haigoni kuita izvozvo.
Is that right?
Chokwadi here.
The information is coming from the head.
Because
it's my feet. Luther can't do things that we do. Neither can Methodist. Because they were something else. The feet moves because the head says so. And the head never says. Now feet, you become hand. Ear, you become eyes. But each age, God has placed these things into his church. Is that right? And patterned it by showing that each individual has this, possesses these qualities.
Ndokurisa urongwa wekuratidza kuti munhu nemunhu anazvo zvinhu izvihunu.
And this being, when it's completed,
ichi chinhu chasvika pachinopera,
is the church of God going to rapture.
Inenge yava kereke yaMwari, kereke inopinda mukubvutwa.
And this being completed is a servant of God.
Munhu uyu paanenge asvika pakukwaniswa nekuperera, ndiye anenge amuranda waMwari.
In the church of God, that's going to be the rapture.
Mucheche yaMwari muchava nekubvutwa.
He says, glory, see what I mean.
Muri kuona zvandiri kureva.
There you are.
Honaika.
There is the full thing.
Ndo chinhu chakakwana.
Amen. Do you see what is happening?
Muri kuona zviri kuitika.
Brother Bram wants you to know that the head has come.
1963.
When this cloud came, he was showing the church the full revelation of the word, which is the headstone, has arrived. The church has no right to do whatever they want. If they must be in the rapture, they must follow what he says. Because this is rapture time. And we need clear instructions from the head. And our head is the fullness of the word of God revealed to us in this day.
Musoro kwatiri ishoko raMwari rakazarurwa zvizere.
The message of the hour is our headship.
Maridzo yenguva ndo musoro wedu.
We don't do what we think is right.
Hatiite zvatinofunga isu kuti
ndizvo. It might appear reasonable.
Zvinogona kuita kuti zvine musoro.
It might sound good.
Zvinogona kunzwika kwazvo.
But it is not from the word. Forget about it.
Asi zvinobva mushoko siyana nazvo.
Is that right? Now, something told you to clap hands. It's coming from here. Is that true? For others, it never told you to do anything. So you never clapped your hands. Instructions for your body is coming from here. So the full control of your body is up here. If I ask you to stand up, you have heard it through your ear, and the signals goes into your brain, and your brain tells your body to rise up. So every muscle that is going to make you stand up is given a command. And the command is coming from the head. You have no choice. Because the command is coming from
him.
Is that true, brother sister? If that is true for your body, this is also true for the word of God. When there's less water in your body, what does the head tell you? There's a bell that rings. You are thirsty. And then you stand up looking for water. Is that right? Because your body is, your head tells the body insufficient water. Then you look for the water, you drink. But you don't drink the whole bucket. You drink enough. Because your head tells you it's enough.
Kuti zvakwana.
But it's a lot that goes on in our body.
Pane zvakawanda zvinoitika mutumbi yedu.
We don't know a lot of things that's happening.
Pane zvakawanda zvatisingatoziye zvinoitika.
But your head,
asi musoro wako,
is telling you a lot of things.
Uri kukuudza zvinhu zvakawanda.
Is that right? You are hearing sound coming from here.
Uri kunzwa imazwi kubva kunoku.
And your brain tells your head to turn that direction.
Musoro wako woudza, ipfukwa yako youdza musoro wako kuti utendeuke utariso.
And you listen some more.
Woterera futi.
It's all coming from here. But he has told us about the fullness of the word that we go to listen to Malachi 4 and that it is rapture time. We must go. Is that right? He is our head. He has cleared up doctrinal differences that we had before we came. If we must be united with him, we've got to listen to what he says. Is that true? Yes. We spoke about the foundation, which must be the correct foundation. A solid rock. That's where we are supposed to be built. But our lives have got to be kept up by the pyramid of the word. And the pyramid is the headstone. He is the control tower. Whatever the church has got to do, it must come from there. Whatever we have got to do for ourselves, it must come from there. We ask him to control us. Our whole lives. The kind of dressing and whatever we eat, wherever we go, it must come from him. So that we can be true prisoners of Jesus
Christ.
Is that right? We must be true prisoners of Jesus
Christ.
You got no choice. But you must do what he tells you to do. Let me close with this quote from the church ages. Okay, spoken word is original seed.
Because
he says the same in the church age. Take your pen and write.
417,
right?
Paragraph 417.
Then, from a little group of the true seed of the seed of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin. Virgin of his word. And through them, and by them, will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas.
Mandara isingaziye dzidziso nezvitendwa zvevanhu.
The word of promise is
revimbiso,
like it was in Mary.
Sezvaranga rakaita riri muna Maria.
God made himself manifest.
Mwari vakazviratidza.
He will act himself.
Mwari vanozozvirarama.
By his own word of promise.
Kuburikidza neshoko ravo revimbiso.
So to fulfill all that has been written of him,
kuti vagozadzikisa zvose zvakambonyorwa pamusoro pavo,
as he did when he came from the virgin womb,
se kaitiro kavakambozviita pavakabuda muchizvaro changa chiri mhandara,
type of the spirit womb, now
changa chiri mufananidzo wechizvaro chepamweya chanhasi.
So will the virgin now accept his word?
Nokudaro mhandara iye zvino izvi ichagamuchira shoko.
Be it unto me according to be it unto me as thou hast said.
Ngazvive kwandiri sekutaura kwamakaita.
Though it was said by the angel,
kunyange zvakataurwa nemutumwa,
while it yet was written, was the written word,
zvichiri shoko rakanga rakanyorwa,
of Isaiah 9:6.
Isaiah 9:6.
Amen. They will love him.
Vachamuda.
Love his and will have his potentials.
Vachada simba rake uye vachava nesimba rake.
For he is their head.
Nekuti iye ndiye musoro wavo.
And they are his subjects.
Ivo vanhu vake.
Subject to his head.
Vari vanhu vari kutongwa nemusoro.
Headship of Christ.
Musoro waKristu.
Was his.
Zvanga zviri zvake zvekuva musoro.
Is our head available?
Musoro wedu uripo here?
Yes.
Wongu.
That's where our instructions are coming from.
Ndo kwatiri kuwana mirayiro yedu.
Our spiritual instructions for how we go to live.
Mirayiro yedu yepamweya yekuti kunoraramiwa sei.
How we go to behave around here.
Tinozvibata sei.
It's all coming from him.
Zvinobva kwaari.
Do you believe that this?
Tinozvitenda here.
Let's stand upon our
feet. Tisimukei netsoka dzedu.
Hallelujah. Our headship has come.
Musoro wedu wauya.
Amen. And that is where we get our instructions from.
Uye ndiko kwatinopuwa kurayirwa kwedu.
The word of God.
Shoko raMwari.
That's been revealed in this hour.
Rakazarurwa munguva inoyi.
He rose from the dead.
Akamuka kubva kune vakafa.
And because he is alive.
Nekuti iye mupenyu.
We are alive also.
Nesuwo tiri vapenyu.
Because the head has been connected to the body.
Nekuti musoro wakabatanidzwa nemutumbi.
And there is no way he can rise from the grave and leave the body there.
Hazvingaitike kuti agomuka kubva muguva osiya mutumbi wake urimo.
When he rises, the body rises too.
Paanomuka, mutumbi unomukawo.
If he is manifested, the bride, the body is also manifested.
Kana iye akaratidzwa nemwenga mutumbi wakaratidzwawo.
If he goes in the rapture, the body must also go in.
Kana iye achipinda mukubvutwa nemutumbi unopindawo mukubvutwa.
Where the head goes to, the body follows.
Kunoenda musoro ndokunongotevera mutumbi.
Hallelujah. This is the time of uniting.
Inguva yekubatanidzwa.
We unite with one another.
Tinobatana umwe nemumwe.
Then we unite with him.
Kana tazobatana umwe noumwe, tozobatana naye.
Because this is the uniting time.
Nekuti inguva yekubatana.
Amen. God has come.
Mwari vakauya.
To work out on a body.
Kuti vashande nemutumbi.
Not many individuals.
Haana kuya kuzoshanda nevanhu vakawanda wanda.
One at a time.
Umwe noumwe panguva yake.
And you are the one that God has come.
Mwari vavinga iwe.
Amen. To fix up and give you a divine nature.
Kukugadzirisa nekukupa hunhu hwepamweya.
So that you can be like Jesus Christ.
Kuti iwe ugofanana na Jesu Kristu.
That's the image we are looking for.
Ndo mufananidzo nekuratidzwa kwatiri kutsvaka.
About ourselves.
Pamusoro pedu.
And that's why we receive the message.
Ndo tikonzera kuti takagamuchira mharidzo.
So that we can be like him.
Kuti tigofanana naye.
Amen. Do you love that, brother?
Munozvida here amanzvadzi.
Oh, the Lord is so wonderful.
Ishe vakatinakira.
Praise God, we give him all the praises.
Tinovapa mbiri yose Mwari.
We want to sing a song before we close the service in prayer.
Toda kuimba rumbo tsatavhara service namunamato.
Can you lead us in that song? Praise God. Are we ready to hear the word to make sure we commit ourselves fully to him?
Kuti tizvipire zvizere kwaari.
And that whatever he says.
Kuti zvose zvaanotaura.
We are ready to follow.
Tinenge takagadzirira kuzviteera.
Pillar of fire was above them.
Shongo yemoto yakanga iri pamusoro pavo.
Leading them the way to the promise.
Ichivatungamirira kuenda kunyika ichipikirwa.
He was God with them.
Vanga va Mwari ainavo.
When God became flesh.
Mwari pavakava nyama.
And was called Jesus Christ.
Akanzi Jesu Kristu.
That was not enough.
Zvanga zvisina kukwana.
But in this hour.
Asi munguva ino iyi.
Is God in us.
Ndi Mwari matiri.
He wants to live in a man.
Ada kugara mumunhu.
He wants your hands.
Anoda maoko ako.
He wants your body.
Anoda mutumbi wako.
To use it in this end time.
Kuti aushandise munguva ine kupedzisira.
Amen. Is God in us.
Ndi Mwari matiri.
We want to be available.
Tinoda kuva vanhu vari kushandiswa.
Whenever he wants to use a man or any woman.
Paari kuda kushandisa munhu upi kana mudzimai upi.
May we be available.
Ngatiwanikwe tiripo.
For his own use.
Kuti tishandiswe naye.
We want to close our eyes for a word of prayer.
Titsinzire meso edu tinamate.
If this is your desire.
Kana chiri chochishuwo chako.
That he lives in you.
Kuti arare ari mauri.
So that he might control you.
Kuti agone kukutonga.
Why don't you raise your hand?
Simudza ruoko rwako.
We're going to ask Brother Namu to come and close for us.
Chakumbira Brother Namu vauye vativharire nemunamato.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Mwari baba vedu, vatsvene munorarama nekusingaperi. Tinoda kutendai sei masikati ano ishe, nekuti mamuri mukati mekereke yenyu, muchitaura shoko renyu baba. Harizi shoko remunhu. Imimi ndimi makatida tisingakuzivei, tichiri vatadzi mukatifira pamuchinjiko weKalvhari. Nanhasi ishe wangu hamutisiyi.
Haleluya.
Muri kuramba muchitidaidza, muchitikwevera kwamuri. Ishe wangu muchivaka munhu akafanana nemi munomuvaka neshoko renyu baba makati kutenda uku kunouya nekunzwa zvatachiparidzirwa pano tachizvinzwa ishe wangu wokudenga tinoziva kuti zviri kutipa kutenda kuti tikwanise kusumuka kubva pavanhu vatiri ishe wangu tiswedere kwamuri baba tifanane nemi tive nemurangariro wanga uri mamuri Kristu Jesu kutirege kufamba nezvatinofunga isu asi utifambe nekutungamirwa nemi nokuti makati vana venyu vanotungamirwa nemweya wenyu
haleluya
mazviita baba wangu masikati ano nekutaura kwenyu ishe wangu kunotikwanisira ishe wangu tega hatikwanisi asi tinoziva kuti nemi tiri vakundi nekupfuurisa chitibatsiraiwo zvino ishe wangu wokudenga vakuru nevadiki tose madzimai nevarume ishe wangu hatikwanisi kuzviita tega tibatsirei baba wangu wokudenga munoziva mumwe nemumwe wedu ishe patinogara pasi munopaziva patinosumuka munopaziva tirambai muchitibatsira ishe mutiendese mberi ishe wangu wokudenga tikure mukukuzivai munhu waishe Jesu Kristu awanike matiri murambe muchitifambisa nekutitungamirira tinoda kutenda ishe wangu neshoko ratanzwa tinoziva kuti raita chimwe chinhu mukati meupenyu hwedu tenzi wangu wokudenga tinotendeseka kudaro chitibatsireiwo zvino ishe wangu patiri kugadzirira convention iri mberi kwedu tibatsireiwo ishe wangu wokudenga timire muchimiro chemunhu wakakwana sezvamaa muchitaura baba hatizvigone tega tenzi chitibatsirai mumwe nemumwe ishe tinozvipira mukati memaoko enyu mazvita henyu tinonamata kuti kunyange simba rabva mufundisi wedu muparidzi akati pamberi pedu achishingaira kwazvo ishe wangu kuti tikwanisirwe rambai muchiriwedzera baba varamba vachidzikisa ruoko rwavo pakadzika kunyange nesu ishe wangu mutipo kunzwa nekuteerera nekuti ndimi munokonzera kuda kunyange nekuita chitibatsireo zvino baba wangu kuti muwe nemuwedu tisa sarire mashure asi kuti batsirike chitibatsireo zvino pata kuparadzana tinoramba tichikutendai pamusoro pemharidzo iyi ngaiite chimwe chinhu mukati meupenyu hwedu baba kudzwaiwo nekusingaperi rumbidzwai nekusingaperi tinokudza zita renyu mambo Jesu Kristu tanamata nekukutendai muzita ramambo Jesu Kristu amen
hallelujah thank you Jesus amen turn around shake somebody around you say God bless my brother God bless my sister listen hallelujah we have come to the end of our service we will meet again on Wednesday amen so I'll ask the deacons and the